Cayuga Lake, the longest of New York's slender Finger Lakes, stretches 40 miles from Ithaca all the way north to Seneca Falls. In season, sport fishing for pike, bass, and perch abound. The lake is extremely attractive to recreational boaters and hosts 12 marinas and a yacht club. But all this fun in the sun is facing a new threat, the invasive hydrilla verticillata. Dr. Holly Menninger is a Cornell professor and member of a task force working to prevent hydrilla from gaining a presence in the Finger Lakes.
So we have found it growing in the inlet to Cayuga Lake, so just south of Cayuga Lake. Hydrilla is growing pretty densely in several locations.
Hydrilla is distinguished by five serrated, toothy leaves growing around a stem that easily severs when pulled. It spreads aggressively, and officials are concerned that it could rifle through the canal system into other Finger Lakes and eventually reach the Great Lakes. Severed stem fragments can drift along the water and take root on new soils. In autumn, the plant produces tiny buds called turions. These detach and act like pine cones floating on the water. They form new hydrilla infestations wherever they land. Dave White, a program coordinator with New York Sea Grant, says that as the plant grows, its first imperative is to reach for the sunlight.
It's a very fast-growing plant, and when it reaches the surface, which it can do very quickly, is it then begins to grow horizontally, developing a mat on top of the water. So you then have it restricting light flow to the bottom and restricting other plant growth.
Once that dense canopy is formed, it spells disaster for native species, says Dr. Menninger.
So things like pondweed and wild celery and eelgrass will probably disappear. When you have a monoculture, all one type of plant, that doesn't create very good habitat for fish or insects that rely on complex environments underwater.
Reductions in biodiversity leave migrating waterfowl with fewer food sources. Infestations of hydrilla have also been shown to reduce the weight and size of sport fish, such as salmon and bass. Uncontrolled infestations can even reduce dissolved oxygen in the water column, leading to fish kills. Cayuga Lake Inlet's marina closed early this season to reduce the risk of boats moving hydrilla into the lake. Ithaca Mayor Carolyn Peterson has declared the situation an environmental emergency, and she's asking authorities to close the inlet to prevent hydrilla from spreading any further. This would allow for the application of herbicide, which management efforts in California have shown to be very effective against the plant. Again, Dave White.
If it gets into shallow bodies of water, like a canal, like a stream, like a river, then you have to look at very aggressive management, whether it be mechanical harvesting, some control through herbicide or others.
Applying aquatic herbicide has cost upward of $500 an acre in other lakes. What that number doesn't reflect is time spent getting the necessary permits for herbicide use and concerns about adding toxic chemicals to the water. Still, Dr. Menninger says we have to do something.
People need to remember that, as perhaps unpalatable as some of the management options are now, what will happen if we leave hydrilla unchecked? And I think that would make the waterways, particularly the inlet, unusable, and certainly the edges of Cayuga Lake could just be sort of choked with hydrilla.
Scientists agree that if hydrilla establishes itself in Cayuga Lake, it will hurt both the fishers, farmers, boaters, and other stakeholders, as well as the native ecology. The only question is by how much. For WRVO News, I'm Adam Wolf.